This is an extremely difficult time for families, and family law by its very nature is usually stressful, but obviously the current circumstances exacerbate that stress. And I suppose to put it in context for your listeners, there are probably hundreds of children around Donegal who every week move between homes, you know, where their parents are separated. So when the tighter restrictions came in last week, many parents were very unclear as to what was permitted. And I'm sure there are loads of solicitors in Donegal who were probably inundated with calls from very distressed clients wondering, are they allowed to see their children? So the Minister for Justice issued a statement on Saturday, and arising out of that, the Law Society has issued the current guidelines, which are available on the Law Society website. And basically, if there is a court order in place, this should be complied with to the greatest degree possible in the circumstances. So children are allowed to move between parents' homes for access. If parents want to come to an alternative arrangement, that should be facilitated as well, particularly given that there is a public health emergency at the moment. So if parents can come up with an alternative way of dealing with access, whereby children have extensive contact with the other parent, either by way of WhatsApp, FaceTime, there are lots of social media platforms out there which would facilitate alternative access. So certainly that should be encouraged.
You're saying in the first instance, what really should be governing a lot of this is common sense.
Absolutely. It is so important that common sense prevails. And the interest and the safety of the child, and indeed if there's any vulnerable adult in a house, that has to come first. So if a child has compromised immune system, or if there's a vulnerable grandparent in the house, the safety of those has to take priority.
Donegal is a border county, and as such, there'll be several relationships that will have a cross-border dimension where potentially one partner is on one side of the border, the other partner is on the other side. Does that add extra complications in situations like this?
Well, I would say that the guidelines that we have devised should apply, because really and truly, it's common sense. You know, that if it's safe for children to travel, they should be allowed to do so. So whether they're living in Donegal or Strabane, you know, that should be the access. If it is safe to do so, it should be allowed.
And in cases where issues can't be resolved, obviously the family solicitor then should be consulted.
Absolutely. And the Legal Aid Board has a mediation service as well. So if parents, for whatever reason, are unable to resolve the matter themselves, they can avail of mediation. And indeed, the courts are open to deal with emergency situations. Now, the courts have said that domestic violence would be considered an emergency situation. Access and breach of maintenance orders isn't, but very useful guidelines were issued by the president of the district court last week. And he said that if parents are having a difficulty and they can't reach agreement, that certainly an application should be made to court, and a judge will decide whether it merits hearing as an urgent matter.